But first, in last night's budget, we got a cash splash, a substantial new tax regime, and billions in infrastructure spending. But there was, for the first time, a budget surplus. I asked Shadow Assistant Treasurer Andrew Lee whether this was a good thing.
Well, it's a projected surplus, Rod, just the kind of projected surplus that the Coalition used to criticise Labor for having projected. And it's projected after the Coalition has been in office for 6 years. Let's not forget, in 2013, they promised never to use the national credit card. They've been on a six-year spending binge. Over that time, Australia's government debt has doubled and is now almost $15,000 per person. So they want a little bit of credit for finally, after 6 years, putting the national credit card back in the wallet. I'm not sure they should get too many pats on the back for that.
And do you think like 2030 is a reasonable time to be paying down debt?
We've certainly got to pay down debt, half of which has now been racked up by the Liberals in relatively benign economic circumstances, in contrast to the debt acquired while Labor was in office, which was in order to fight the biggest global downturn since the Great Depression. It's important to pay down debt, and Labor will do so faster than the Coalition, because unlike them, we've been willing to close tax loopholes, like trusts and negative gearing and cash refunds for franking credits, and the tax concessions available for multinationals. These have been in the too hard basket for decades, but Labor's been willing to tackle them, and that's why we'll go into the next election with a stronger budgetary position than the Coalition, better investment in schools and hospitals, and more generous personal income tax cuts for middle Australia.
So you're going to run the tax cuts as well?
Absolutely. We support tax cuts over the next term of government for those earning less than $125,000. I mean, why wouldn't we, Rod? These were our ideas. We proposed them at the just after the last budget. The Liberals voted against them. They've now backflipped and decided they want to provide more tax relief to low and middle income Australians. We'll support that. They left out an important group, people earning under $40,000, and if we win office, we'll fix that up and ensure those people aren't hurt by the Liberals' contempt for those earning low incomes.
Well, what about Newstart? That really hasn't moved for such a long time. There seems to be a lot of need there to bolster that. Would you do something with help Newstart people?
It hasn't. It's too low, and we'd put in place a Newstart review. It's the same process we took to the pension in 2007, not identifying a dollar increase before the election, but identifying a review process, which in the case of the pension led to the biggest increase in the pension in its 100-year history, bringing a million people out of poverty. But just one sign of the contempt with which this government holds Newstart recipients, the one-off $75 payment was to exclude people on Newstart when the budget came down last night. This morning we've had the extraordinary spectacle of the Coalition changing their own budget. You know, the thing should be done in a ring binder rather than in a book, for the fact that the morning after the budget, they're now changing it to put back in people like Newstart recipients, recipients of double orphan pension, things like that.
Also, I noticed too that there was a recognition that was low wages growth, and that the way to address that was through tax. But Labor's got a different policy, haven't they?
Well, tax policy isn't a wages policy. And for many Australians, they're noticing everything going up except their wages. We're seeing higher energy bills and higher emissions through the government's lack of a climate policy. They're seeing home ownership being tough to get to access because the Coalition wants to put housing investors ahead of first home buyers. We'd put in place a living wage, pushing up the incomes of those at the bottom of the distribution. We'd restore penalty rates, which overwhelmingly go to the lowest paid and disproportionately go towards female workers. We'd ensure that labour hire goes back to its original purpose of filling temporary needs in the labour market rather than being used to undercut pay and conditions of whole workforces.
But putting up rates through sort of how would you do that without being seen as an unfair influence on the Fair Work Commission?
We believe the Fair Work Commission normally gets it right, but occasionally they make mistakes. Our view is they did that on penalty rates, and so that's why we'd legislate to restore penalty rates. The precise mechanisms we use for putting in place a living wage are still under discussion, but I don't think there's any doubt in the community that wage growth is too low. That's a problem for the budget's projections.
So it sounds like that there's a lot of measures that you would be supporting in this budget. Is there any reason then for Senator Cormann to say that he shouldn't be putting the budget to the Senate right away?
Well, the supply bills will go through this week. In terms of the tax cuts, we would have stood ready to support tax cuts for middle Australians over the course of the next term. That's the way we voted last time around. When the coalition backflips and adopts a Labor policy, we'll be there to pat them on the back. But, you know, if Australians want Labor policies, the best way of getting that is not to have a backflipping Liberal government. It's to have a true, consistent Labor government.
ALP Shadow Assistant Treasurer Andrew Lee there speaking with me.